Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Final hour of power coming right at you here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham. If it is the final hour, what am I taking you up to? 10 o'clock. You knew the drill. Thanks to Kevin Sheehan. Always love chopping it up with him. We'll go back to the guest hotline in about 27 minutes. Bijan Todd of the Monumental Sports Network going to join us. He's also the co-host of a new podcast with him and Chase Hughes. We'll ask Bijan plenty about that. We'll also have a good, informed discussion about the Washington Wizards. Also talk some Terps before we get out of here. We'll let you hear from Mike Locksley. But right now, I want to let you hear from Dan Quinn, the head coach of your Washington Commanders. I will just say this. It's my first time being on the air since Sunday night after the postgame show. And there was a lot of discussion this week. We haven't talked about it really at all in this show. A lot of discussion this week about the decision by Dan Quinn to leave Jaden Daniels in the contest. And I think Dan Quinn proved something to me yesterday. He is the right man for this job. He understands what this job comes with. Scrutiny, criticism, folks second-guessing everything that you do. I think he's built for it. And it's the big reason why I didn't see Sunday night coming the way that it did, because I've said it every chance I've gotten. I believe in the leadership over there in Ashburn. I think Dan Quinn knows what buttons to push. I think Joe Witt knows what buttons to push. I think Cliff knows what buttons to push. I just think the guys aren't executing and they aren't playing well. Why that isn't happening, I don't think they even know. Or if they did know, they would stop. These are the same voices that we heard last year. They brought back every member of the coaching staff. So don't try to all of a sudden blame it on coaching. It's not that. Guys just aren't playing well. But I'm not even on that. Dan Quinn made a poor decision and had a lapse in judgment on Sunday night, leaving Jaden Daniels in that football game. Because he had that lapse in judgment, because he had, you know, made that poor decision, it doesn't mean he's a bad football coach, doesn't mean he's not a good man. I just think he made a mistake. Point blank. It happens. Now it's time to see what he and the team are made of. Now it's time to see how they respond to this four-game losing streak, the longest of the Dan Quinn era. Chicago, Dallas, Kansas City, and then Seattle. It's the longest losing streak since he's gotten here. How are they going to respond? This is real adversity. But I think to judge Dan Quinn in his explanation right after the game was not fair to him. He came out and said, yeah, you know, I would have, in hindsight, taken him out, but it wasn't the wrong decision at the time. This is Dan Quinn yesterday on the decision to leave Jaden Daniels in the football game. It is DQ cut number one. Dan Quinn on the decision to leave in Jaden Daniels.
I know many of you have been asking about the thought process of Jaden being in the game in that situation. I get that. I've been thinking about it, honestly, nonstop, too. And, you know, for me, the answer is, man, I missed it. But I would, you know, I'll fill you in on my thought process. At the start of the fourth quarter, I guess it was probably like 12 and a half minutes left in the game. And that was going to be the last drive for a couple of guys, Jaden and Zach and Debo and LT. And so we weren't going to have any read run plays, and meaning no carries, you know, for the quarterback on a run. And honestly, man, that's where I missed it. Of course, he could scramble. It's Jaden. It's what he's special at. And that is 100% that's on me. And I also said last night in the presser to our fans that, man, did we miss our mark as a team. And with that performance, we need to fix it. They created an awesome environment, you know, at the stadium for the game. And that fix needs to be done, needs to be done now. So,
accountability is what you heard there from this head coach. And that is all we should be asking for. They're accountable over in that building. They understand what's happening. They don't know why it's happening. I don't think anyone does. If they knew, they'd fix it. They care. They spend a lot of hours at that facility. They put in a lot of work. I heard people ready to jump off ship of this coaching staff and this front office. It's not the time to do that. Adversity strikes every organization. It's about how you respond to the adversity. And Sunday night, they didn't respond well at all. I love DQ talking about the atmosphere and the environment that was created by you all, the fans, on Sunday Night Football, because that's what made it worse. That's what made it worse. That environment, that place was rocking. They were itching for something to get on board to. Something to get on board with. People care about this group. The apathy has not set in with this fan base. It may now that Jaden's hurt. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. But the apathy has not set in for this fan base. These dudes care. These guys care. Fans care. Community cares. Everyone cares. They just got to fix it. You have lost three consecutive games by 21 points. Only the second time this has happened in the 2020s. Jacksonville did it in 2020. So you're going through a really bad stretch of ball right now, and it's probably going to be four consecutive games lost by 21 or more points, because Detroit's about to come in here and put their foot up our ass. That's what it feels like. Do I have confidence that they'll be able to put forth a valiant effort? I can't say I do. And that's just me being honest. And like I opened up the show saying, I love this team as much as anybody does. But now it's time to be realistic about what you are, who you are, what you have, what you don't have. Just is what it is. I want to see the fight, though. Inside of that building, they're still fighting. Inside of that building, they're still giving it, I believe, everything they have. I truly do believe that. I truly do believe that. Right now, everything they've got isn't good enough, though. That's the problem. That's the problem. And this is where Dan Quinn and company get to earn their money. It's probably the most difficult thing to do in sports is keep a locker room together when things are going bad. It's hard to do. And I just don't, man. I think DQ and company are up for it. We'll see if they're up for it. This is Dan Quinn, cut number 13. This is DQ yesterday on ensuring that no one checks out here in the final 8 weeks of the season.
Dan, I know, you know, not last year obviously didn't happen, but in your past as a head coach, you know, you've led teams that weren't having the best season or may not be having the season that they expected. In those moments as a head coach, how do you ensure that, you know, you don't have situations where guys may be, you know, checking out just because things aren't going your way?
Yeah, I think that's when you got to lean in the hardest, Deshaun. You know, during the best of spaces, that's when standards and things, you know, are pretty easy to follow. It's in the hardest spaces that you're able to lean in on it. And we're fortunate about the group that is here, what they stand for. And, being in the team meetings today, it's hard, man. Like, But we're also the ones that got into it, and we're the same ones who are going to get out of it. And you got to own all of it, man. And that's really where we start. Like, you own it. This is not a spot to, you know, place blame. It's a spot of, you know, how to fix it. And so that's what we lean in on the hardest. And, yeah, we know we're capable of doing that. But it just, man, you just dig in one at a time, man. As cliche as it sounds, you just absolutely go for it for the next moment in the next game. Mm.
He hit it right on the head. It's going to sound cliche. It's going to sound like, oh, Sergeant Slogan, as I've called him before. But, like, this is what it is. I think right now, and like I continue to go back to, my uncle used to say this to me all the time. When I played high school football, I played for Magruder and Montgomery County. We were bad when I was in high school. And I lost some of the final scores in my high school career, you wouldn't even believe. I've lost 55 to nothing. I've lost 63 to nothing. And my uncle would be like, man, y'all not, there's no team out there that's 55 points better than y'all. Y'all don't have no fight. Y'all don't have no spirit. Y'all don't have no culture. This is the time for Dan Quinn and company, for their culture to show up, man. You can't lose again by 21-plus points. I don't care how hurt you are. I don't care how good Detroit is. There's a sense of pride, a sense of fight that you have to display. And that is on the messaging. Can you get that dog-ass mentality out of these dudes? Because I think there are dudes that have it. Are you willing to bring it out of them? Can you bring it out of them? Do you have the ability to bring it out of them? Here is Dan Quinn, it's cut number 11, on losing three consecutive games by 21-plus points.
And the last three games, Dan, you guys have lost by at least 21 points. From your perspective, I mean, what is that like? I mean, I know you're a competitor, so losing three straight games by at least 21 points, what is that like from your eyes?
Yeah, it's difficult, Scott, for sure. And that's what, you know, talking to the team about today, you know, we're not staying on this trajectory, but it is where we are. And that's what the record is. And that's what the facts tell us. But I also know, like, we got a lot of smart, tough, you know, players, coaches to get together to fix that so that doesn't happen. Like I said, we got, you know, 6 days, you know, fun-ass NFC matchup here at home, and we've got to come up with better solutions, better things that we need to do to play at our best. So everybody's upset, frustrated, mad, like all the emotions that you would think. And how do we channel that, you know, to play better and to find things? Because what we're currently doing isn't hitting the marks. And so we don't want to stay doing that. So here's the adjustments and the changes that we'll make, whether that's personnel, moving around coaches, you know, like, honestly, we're like, ready to dig in and find any answer that can take us to that spot.
Got to. Non-negotiable. I think Dan Quinn gets it. He does. I don't think his message is falling upon deaf ears. I think there's a ton of respect for him in that locker room. He's one of the most respected men in the National Football League. The way that they fought for him last year, got to see it this time around. And maybe they are giving the same effort. They're just not getting the desired result. It's so hard to question the effort of professional athletes. They get paid to do this. There is a high GAF level, a high give-a-damn level. Right now, it's just not going their way, and I think it's a talent issue more than anything. This was an interesting question from our pal Candy Waller of Bowie TV. Give her a follow on the X app at C Wall Sports. Let me make sure I just got Miss Candy's handle proper, or Miss Candy's handle right. I'm pretty sure it's at C Wall SE. It's what the handle is for Miss Candy Waller, Bowie TV. She asked a really interesting question about the culture that Washington has established and all the phrases that they have tattooed across that building. It is cut number 16. I just want to let you all take a listen to this because I thought her question and Dan's answer very telling about where things currently stand and why I'm confident that they will be able to fix it moving forward.
Hey, Coach. I kind of have a two-part question. I'm going to try to put in one.
Okay.
You know, last season, we consistently heard anybody, anywhere, anytime. We consistently heard the ball is life, all of the mottos, all of the things that really then would show up on game day. And then you kind of move forward to this season. I distinctly remember that preseason game against New England, and you were pissed. And we've seen you pissed a lot. What do you think is just, I mean, I guess if it was one thing, you would nail that, as you've shared with us before. But are those sayings and those mottos, why it may feel small, are they still being shared and kind of just a part of you all's identity all throughout the building, all throughout meetings and all of that?
Yeah, and I get what you're saying for sure. That, and it's really the competition, Candy. That's up at the very front of it. And like, why we love that so much, and why do we build our lives around it? Because we love that fight and that struggle and what it is. And so when it doesn't line up like you like it, man, you're pissed and you want to work your ass off to try to get it to that spot. So yes, we still talk into those same spaces. The inconsistency that we've performed with would lead you to believe that we haven't, but that is really more philosophical to make sure these are some really important tenets of our program, the competition part, you know, on the ball. And so those are things that, yeah, we absolutely hit in weekly, daily, all of it. But the competition piece, that's always front and center, and why it's so damn important to us to have that. And like I said, build our lives around this competition and why we need it and the fight and the struggle and why we love that so much. So when we miss it, we acknowledge it, and it sucks, and that's where you are, and you fight your ass off to get out of it.
And right now, Dan Quinn's said it multiple times, they're just missing the mark. And I don't know how it changes. I don't know how it gets fixed. I pray it happens quick, fast, and in a hurry, because I don't know how many more beatdowns I can take. Dallas, Kansas City, Green Bay, Seattle. You've played 9 games this year. You've been totally non-competitive, totally uncompetitive in 4 of them. It's got to get better. Bijan Todd joins us in about 12 minutes. When we come back, I want to recap the NFL trade deadline, one of the busiest in recent memory. Who went where? We'll tell you that next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, our pal Bijan Todd, Mighty Metal Sports Network, going to join us. We'll talk about the DC family. Fellas have the night off. Believe they're back in action tomorrow night. Check the schedule real quick. Wizards are back in action tomorrow night in Beantown, taking on the Celtics. We'll talk all things Wizards coming up with Bijan Todd and Monumental Sports Network in about 10 minutes or so. Right now, I want to talk about the NFL trade deadline, one of the busier trade deadlines in recent memory. 20 moves in total made before the deadline. This is what happened today in terms of the big-time move. The blockbuster move that was made today, the New York Jets and their fire sale that they had, trading away two of their building blocks on defense, arguably the two most talented players in their entire organization, cornerback Sauce Gardner, fresh off of a $120 million contract extension this offseason. He was dealt to the Indianapolis Colts in exchange for two first-round picks and Adonai Mitchell. Big win for Sauce Gardner. You go from being on a team that has one win to a team that has the best record in football. So shout out to Sauce for that. Man, I love it for the Colts. They're going all in. A couple of different things it means. When you give up two first-round picks, it takes you out of the quarterback market. So I think it is a long-term belief in Daniel Jones as well by making this decision. And I think that's the smart thing to do, if I'm being honest, right? So there's that piece of the equation. The other piece is if you're the Jets, you now are very rich with capital. The Jets traded got two firsts in return for Sauce Gardner. They then traded their Pro Bowl All-Pro defensive tackle to Dallas and picked up a 2026 second, a 2027 first, and then a defensive tackle, Mazi Smith, who's been a bust to this point. If you're the Jets, building your draft capital up is a smart thing to do. I feel like their issue, talking about the Jets, they don't have a franchise quarterback. They don't. They simply don't. And I think anybody that is not willing to embrace that reality, talking to Jets fans out there, you're kidding yourselves. They need a franchise quarterback. They do. It has escaped them for years. They've swung and missed on a bunch of different guys over the years. And that, to me, is what they need in order to really get the success long-term that they're looking for. That's what they need. You can't win in this league without a franchise quarterback. They've tried to put Band-Aids on it with Rodgers. And now Justin Fields. Bottom line is you need somebody long-term in there. that can help you out. And with their draft capital moving forward, right, I think they're going to be in a better position to do it. As for the Cowboys, adding Logan Wilson, adding Quinnen Williams, their defensive tackle trio of Oso Digizuwa, Kenny Clark, and now add All-Pro Quinnen Williams to the fray. I mean, damn. You know, you got to love it. You got to feel good if you're the Dallas Cowboys about where things stand for you. The Jets, on the other hand here, the draft capital that they're stockpiling and what they're going to have over the next several years is really intriguing and should help them land that franchise signal caller. But, man, for Dallas, this is the tough part, right? They still are missing guys at the cornerback spot that can cover. They're 3-5-1. They got the Raiders, Eagles, Chiefs, Lions, Vikings, Chargers, all upcoming. They could lose outside the Raiders game. They could lose every last one of these damn games. So, like, it's going to be interesting. They're going for it. They want to win. I understand it. Jerry wants to win. They had the capital to make the moves. They needed a game wrecker up front. Quinnen could be that. Dallas is another team I look at and go, well, how far away are they? Except for last night. Oof, it was rough. Defensively, they need some guys, specifically in that secondary. They drafted Siobhan Revel. He hasn't played yet for them. Kalen Carson, they've drafted. He's been, you know, in and out of the lineup. They make the trade for Kyrie Elam. Diggs is on IR. They got to revamp their secondary. I think that's the next thing for Dallas. If they can do that, depending on how long it takes. Maybe it's a draft that it takes. I don't think they're going to do anything this year, but next year, I think they're going to be in that conversation. Now, the other thing they need to do as well is sign George Pickens to an extension, and that hasn't happened. Other big trades that were made, the Seattle Seahawks, love their deal. Coming away with Rashid Shaheed, of the New Orleans Saints. Clint Kubiak, the offensive coordinator now in Seattle, formerly the OC in New Orleans, so plenty of familiarity with him. I thought that was a really good deal for Seattle. And Seattle's a juggernaut. I think we saw it firsthand on Sunday Night Football. How far are they going to be able to take this is the big question. I am excited about them. I am. Hate that they whipped our ass, but I get in love, actually, what they're doing. And their long-term outlook is brilliant because they got a bunch of young building blocks within that organization. I'm super-duper excited about it. We'll see how the Rashid Shaheed trade, we'll see if it takes them to the next level. We will see if it takes them to the next level. Jacoby Myers was another guy that was dealt. He ends up getting sent to Jacksonville. And that was interesting. Trevor Lawrence has played worth a damn this year. He just hasn't. But, you know, maybe they'll figure it out. I think getting Trevor another weapon with Travis Hunter on the shelf and with Brian Thomas Jr. in and out of the lineup and with Deami in and out of the lineup, I think it makes sense. We'll see, you know, how much of an impact he can make. My biggest winner from today, it's got to be the Indianapolis Colts coming away with Sauce Gardner, a 7-2 football team, adding arguably the best corner in football, I think is a pretty damn good coup. Washington stand pat. I know some of you didn't like it. Some of you liked it. Some of you understood it but didn't like it. I was in the latter. We'll see, man. 4:25 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday. Commanders and Lions, they got to compete. That'll wrap up the football portion, the professional football portion of the program. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll talk all things Washington Wizards with guess who? About Bijan Todd of the Monumental Sports Network. He joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
A little under a half hour left to go in the program here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. Linnell Willingham taking you up to 10 o'clock. Back with you tomorrow, 4 to 7 on our sister station, the Team 980 for the Burgundy and Gold today. Nikki Javala of The Athletic going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. We will talk some Wizards there as well. We're talking Wizards right now with our pal Bijan Todd of the Monumental Sports Network. Give him a follow on the X app at Bijan_Todd, and then make sure you subscribe to the Off the Bench podcast, Bijan Todd, Chase Hughes. You can get that on the Monumental Sports Network YouTube or wherever you get your podcast. Bijan, what is going on, my man?
I'm doing well, Linnell. How are you doing, man? I'm just sitting here having no trades gone through for the Commanders all day, just waiting for something to happen. Nothing happened, but how are you doing?
I'm not as good as I should be for that reason, my friend. We will touch a little bit on the local 53 before we get out of here. I do want to ask you about the Washington Wizards. I know there's a lot of Wizards Twitter is an interesting place, and I know we've had this conversation a bunch of different times. Some people are just finding things to complain about. I would say from the standpoint of, like, quote, tanking and what they're trying to do in terms of developing young talent, I know what the record says, but am I hyperbolizing the statement when I say the first 7 games couldn't have gone any better for the Wizards?
In terms of what they're trying to do, I agree with you. Like, they've been mostly competitive in those games. Obviously, the final score does not reflect that because it seems like the third quarter is just this team's Achilles heel. But a lot of the young guys are still developing, and Wizards fans do need to remember that the draft pick they have in 2026 is top 8 protected. Yeah. So they need to finish with a bottom eight, or a, I believe a bottom three record in the NBA to retain that top eight pick. And that's something that is certainly on the minds of Will Dawkins and everybody when they go into these seasons. So that's something to remember. But a lot of the progression shown by the young guys, even despite the fact that they're 1-6 right now, has been very encouraging. Like Keyshawn George, you and I have talked about. LaMelo, like, his progression has been very good. Alex Starr has totally revamped his game, and that's been good to see as well. So I would like to see a little bit more competitiveness in the second half, but in terms of the results of the season related to where the Wizards are in their journey to competitiveness, I like where they're at.
Let's talk about their offense here for a second. For a group to not have a point guard and to be ninth in the NBA in three-point field goal percentage, I think it speaks a lot to guys improving. What do you like and dislike right now about what you're seeing from the Wizards offensively?
So what I like offensively, I mentioned this a second ago, I like Keyshawn George being kind of tapped, not formally, but maybe a little informally, to be this team's ball handler.
Yeah.
Of the future. Like, they're giving him the ball handling reps, which I think is super interesting. Not something that I personally expected going into the year. Like, I thought CJ McCollum and Bob Carrington were going to be the 1A, 1B ball handlers of this team. But Keyshawn George has taken that up, right? And he is absolutely lighting it up from deep as well. Like, he's shooting 55% from the field right now,
on
and
like
54%
attempts.
From three.
On like seven
yeah,
attempts,
literally.
Too. So.
He's it's high volume and it's high efficiency from a guy who could play 1-4, I think, in my opinion, based off of his size, and he's still growing, I think. So that's been the most encouraging thing for me offensively. I also mentioned Alex Starr just like completely revamping his game, playing more in the paint. I think the stat was that last year his average shot distance was like 14.5 feet, and this year it's 9.5 feet. So he is playing a lot more in the paint, and he's still maintaining that efficiency as well. And then you add Bilal Coulibaly to the mix, and he's healthy again, and he's not taken as long as I expected him to get assimilated into this group, and he's looking pretty good on both ends as well. So different individual performances I'm encouraged by.
For sure. Defense, though, is the hallmark of what they want the hallmark of this franchise to be. These numbers coming from our pals at Stat Defender. They've got the Wizards as the sixth best rim defensive field goal percentage in the NBA. We talked about the offense of Keyshawn, Alex Starr, and Bilal Coulibaly. Talk about what they've brought on the defensive end. And how likely is it that maybe they're your 3-4-5 combo of the future?
Well, I'll start with Bilal coming back, and he, like, the main thing that he brings to the team, as we've talked about before, is just that point of attack defense, and I think it was pretty obvious the first three games of the season that he missed, or four games, I can't remember, they were lacking perimeter defense, and then he comes in, he guards the opposing team's best player every game. He's very efficient. I believe he's been holding his opponents to sub 30% shooting from the field when he's their main defender. Like, he has been tapped in on the defensive end, and I think team-wide, it's been a noticeable difference that he makes on that end. And then to your point about the rim protection, that's Alex Starr being Alex Starr. Like, I think the stats that you mentioned are astute because the Wizards let teams shoot a lot near the rim, but they're holding them to a very low percentage. And I think Brian Keefe was asked about that actually earlier this week, like, what accounts for that? And he just said, well, it's having Alex back. Like, we have Alex back. His timing on his jumps has been phenomenal this season. Like, he's blocked Karl Anthony Towns, he's blocked Embiid, he's blocked Anthony Davis, and that's not easy to do for any player in the NBA. And it's something that you could tell he worked on over the offseason. And then to your second question about the 3-4-5 of the future, I'm hesitant to answer these questions with you, man, because I remember you and I were talking about how we thought Jordan Poole was going to be in town for the long term. But with this team, I think because of the fact that these guys are the core of the team, I think that the core of Starr, Keyshawn, and Bilal, plus Trey Johnson, if he continues this trajectory, is very, very interesting for the team, and I think it's something they're going to want to keep around. They did just exercise the rookie scale options for those players for Bub, Keyshawn, and Alex, as well as A.J. Johnson, and for Bilal as well. So they're keeping those guys around to prevent them from becoming unrestricted free agents, which I think shows the fact that they want to keep them around for the future, hopefully as that 3-4-5.
I want to ask you about two local cats as we I brought you on late. You sent me the text. I'll pull the curtain back. He was like, "We're still good." I'm terrible. My clock management is worse than Dan Quinn's at times.
It can't be worse than Ron Rivera, bro. I'll give you that one. You good?
But so we'll cut you short here coming up. But I do want to ask you first about Cam Whitmore, and kind of a two-parter. One, how do you think he's assimilating with this group? And then two, how impressed have you been with how Brian Keefe has kind of handled him this year in terms of? I think they're being hard on him on purpose because they think he's got a bunch of potential. It's about getting him to play the right way.
I mentioned this on a podcast yesterday with our boy Josh Valdez. The team needs Cam Whitmore to buy in, right? And I think the whole reason they brought him in was because it was a buy low move. Like, yeah, you can ship out 2 second rounders for Cam Whitmore and just take a flyer on him and see if he fits in here. And he's shown flashes of being a really good team player, moving the ball, moving without the ball, and then rebounding, showing defensive intensity and all that. But then he does have those knucklehead plays where he'll bring it up, just chuck, a spot-up transition three and brick it. And that's not what you want to see. And Brian Keefe has tapped the likes of Will Riley and Justin Champagne and other guys to come in for him when he does do that kind of thing. So he's keeping him on a rather short leash, which I think is good, and I think it will make Cam Whitmore aware of the fact that he does need to buy in order to lead the team to success. And I don't envy Brian Keefe at all with having to make these decisions because, like, when you got Whitmore, then you got Koulibaly, Champagne, you got Will Riley, Shamir Watkins on a two-way. Like, there are a ton of guys on this team that would love those minutes. And I think that actually kind of stokes a fire under Cam Whitmore because he's going to be like, oh, there are a lot of guys here who I need to outplay and play the right way in order to get these minutes. So going forward, I would expect that to be cleaned up a little bit. I'm definitely going to ask Brian Keefe about it on Friday when they're back in town to play the Cavaliers, but definitely something to monitor, to your point.
For sure. And then with Bub Carrington, Wizards Twitter is really caught up in his shooting splits to start the year. I didn't get to watch much of last night because I was doing Howard versus Mizzou, and I just didn't get to catch the game. And I look at the box score. It's 7 assists but 5 turnovers. The 5 turnovers worry me. I look at him as kind of one of their tone setters in terms of his point of attack defense has been pretty underrated to me to start this year. Where do you stand on Bub here as we're 7 games in?
You know, I'm with you on the Wizards Twitter thing. Like, I saw some people on Twitter today saying that Bub needs to be sent down to the go-go. And I'm like, that is just such a gross overreaction to everything. Yeah. But now, like, it's with Bub, it's tough because since Bilal Coulibaly came back, he's playing with the second unit. And I think that needs to be remembered when you're talking about a guy in his second year. Like, that's a world of difference to play on the second unit of an NBA team against the second unit of the opposing team as opposed to being a starter. And he played 82 games last year because the coaching staff liked his consistency.
Right.
And this year, playing with that second unit has been tough for him. He didn't score any points against the Knicks last night, which was tough to see. And his turnovers have been high, as you mentioned. I think a lot of that is just a learning curve playing with the second unit. I don't think it's something that needs that merits like long-term concern. I think he'll get his legs under him and start to figure it out a little bit more as the season goes on. His shooting has not been as solid as we would have liked. Like, he's shooting, I think, 27% from the field over the last 2 games, if you average it out. And the minutes have been going down as well. He's only playing about mid-20s in the minutes. So it's tough for him. It's tough for any young player to try to play with a second unit and maintain that efficiency. I still don't think it's a cause for concern, though. I think he'll pick it up. It'll just depend on, you know, how well the second unit brings him in and how well the guys in that unit, apart from him, like Corey Kispert and those guys, can create space for him. It'll be interesting to see.
For sure. Corey Kispert's found his stroke here offensively, it feels like, right over the past couple games.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's been more efficient than I think people expected him based off of last year. Because last year, if you'll remember, he got off to a lame start and then he kind of picked it up as time went on. But yeah, he's shooting, you know, he went 5 for 6 in that Knicks game. He put up 15 points. His shooting splits this season are not actually that bad. Like, he shot 45% from the field and 31% from 3 across his first 5 games. So he's picking up where he left off, and I think he's understanding that, like, in a year where the Wizards are probably going to be very active in the trade deadline, he's going to need to show that the team wants to have – like, he needs to show the team that they should keep him around long-term, and I think that's what's going to happen next few games as well.
The second of many appointments this year with our pal Bijan Todd of the Monumental Sports Network. Bijan, appreciate you as always, man.
Thank you, Linnell. Talk to you soon, brother.
That is Bijan Chopp. Make sure you check out him and Chase Hughes, the Off the Bench podcast, one of the new podcasts out there in Wizards land. Really good. They got Francis Tiafo coming on the show tomorrow. Big foe! So you definitely should be excited for that. We'll take a quick time out. We come back, wrap up things next there on The Fan. One final segment left to go here on a Tuesday night edition of Overtime. Linnell Willingham taking it up at 10 o'clock. I'm back with you tomorrow, 4 to 7, on our sister station, the Team 980, for the Burgundy and Gold today. Nikki Javala of The Athletic going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour to talk all things Burgundy and Gold. I wanted to – and Metal Chris, I suck. So I didn't send you what I wanted to play here. I wanted to let you all hear from Mike Loxley. I wanted to talk about the Terps situation that we referenced earlier in the show, but I'm not very good at my job, and I didn't send the producer the audio, so how is he going to play it? Was he going to pull it out of his ass? Well, it's almost 10 o'clock, so I can say things like that.
You do not want any audio from my ass, trust me.
You know what, man? I just got extremely creative because, yeah. Anyways. I did not have that on my bingo card in terms of things we will talk about tonight. Potential audio coming from Metal Chris's ass. The Maryland situation, I do want to touch it real quick. We mentioned it at the top of the show. For anyone that gives a damn about the Terps, I do. I know a lot of people don't, but I do. I'm not even a graduate of Maryland. I just support the program. Maryland Athletics announced yesterday that they plan to raise at least – so this is my thing. Plan to raise at least, or are they just getting it? They plan to raise at least $350 million to impact each of its 20 varsity sports.
In this economy?
That's, I don't know how they're going to raise that. I think someone's giving it to them. It's to impact each of his 20 varsity sport programs and provide national championship resources. Baba Alulakan of Blake High School in Montgomery County, the number 10 player in the class of 2026, the number one recruit in the state of Maryland, announced his final four is Maryland, Georgetown, Kentucky, Arkansas. I wonder how much of that money is going to the basketball program. I know a lot of people calling for the job of one Mike Locksley, who is 37-45 overall, 17-44 in the Big Ten, and a 3-13 record versus FBS teams since 2024. It's the sixth worst. And he is 2-12 in his last 14 Big Ten contests. But here's the thing. With all that being said, Maryland has had 22 football players drafted in the past 6 years is one of the best marks in the country. So where's the disconnect? Why are they not winning? I think Lox is a good recruiter. I don't think his teams are very disciplined.
Big Ten ain't easy to win in,
though. Big Ten's not easy to win in, though. You're in probably the second most competitive football conference in the country outside of the SEC. Not even maybe. They for sure are. They got the number two team in the country. You got Oregon. I mean, it's just tough to compete, man. But here's the crazy thing, just to show the state of the football program. Since firing Ralph Friedgen in December of 2010, Maryland's home record after Halloween is 0-24 versus teams not named Rutgers. I'll end the show on that. Thank you to Metal Chris. Thank you to Bijan Todd. Thank you to Kevin Sheehan as well. You can catch me tomorrow 4-7 on the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.